I'm Amanda Grant with a CJIQ Music Moment. There are three basic ingredients in a rock tune that make it rockin'. One, cowbell. Two, glistening guitar line. Three, a voice that's masculine, gravelly, and angelic all at once. And I present to you Exhibit A.
I've never been the kind of man to let a woman change my plan.
Choral broken-hearted me from The True's last release, Den of Thieves. And that's why I hate The True's. They're that good. The True's are full of the kind of all-Canadian, honest-to-goodness talent that most people covet. And the worst part? They don't even know they're awesome. Maybe it's their humble maritime roots showing, but the band is as content to play small clubs as it is big festivals. You can't compare yourself to another band and then kick yourself for not selling as many records, says John Angus. You've got your priorities out of whack if that's how you think of it. We happen to have a great career that we're really happy with, and we just want to stay on that path. And whatever happens, happens. There's no specific agenda for the rise to fame, but the True's are on their way. You see what I'm saying? I hate the True's. But the True's don't even mind if they ruffle a few feathers to make a statement. After the Virginia Tech shootings in April of 07, the guys were really affected by the violence. So much so that they wrote a song about it. Gun Control. Track 9 on their latest LP, No Time for Later.
Another bunch of kids in a bloody mess.
They knew it was a serious issue and it was subject to very serious response. So the True's struggled with whether or not it should be performed on the American leg of their tour. But they worked up the nerve saying, we figured if we were bold enough to put it on the record, we might as well be bold enough to play it. Certain people would applaud them for saying something about it, and other people would be totally offended by it. But you can't win them all. Unless you can win them all. And the True's latest release, Man of Two Minds, does almost that, winning airtime and fans on nearly every format from country to alternative rock. This self-proclaimed scumbag song explores the male perspective of the paradigm of love. It's so blatant, but it's honest, and that's the key, says John Angus.
I love you.
So what's next for the True's? Well, they'll be playing the Phoenix Concert Theatre in Toronto on December 18th, and the sky's the limit. I'm Amanda Grant, and that's a CJIQ Music Moment.